Welcome to the Professional Website Investors Podcast, the show where we talk about what it takes to successfully buy, operate, scale, and sell a thriving e-commerce business. When it comes to doing business online, we believe that buying an existing website is far superior to building one from scratch. So, if you're a career professional who is looking to become an e-commerce store owner, listening to this show will give you the knowledge, tools, and community support you need to be successful.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden. And this week, we're joined by Ian Bond from ProfessionalWebsiteInvestors.com. In this episode of the Professional Website Investors podcast, Ian and I discuss the best online markets and exchanges for your website investment activity. As we all know, the internet is a vast place. Even when you know you want to get into e-commerce and website investing, it can still be a daunting task to scour the internet in your search for the right properties. Why not let the internet bring them to you? In this episode, Ian saves you a ton of time by giving you the shortcuts to the best online markets and exchanges for websites, sites he personally uses to make his own investments. Ian not only gives the resources, but shares some ins and outs on how to use them to your advantage. In this episode, you'll learn about the risks of trading outside of these online markets and exchanges, Ian's favorite websites and how he uses them to make investments, and the buyer beware culture that exists across these platforms, and what you need to know to protect yourself. If you're ready to take the plunge into website investing, this is an episode you surely won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So, without any further ado, here's my conversation with Ian Bond. All right, Ian. So why don't you tell me about how the holidays are being celebrated over in your corner of the world?
Yeah, Ryan. You know, it's amazing. There are 9+ million people over here and Lord knows how many nationalities, but a lot of nationalities. Yeah. Not unlike the United States. Christmas is a retail holiday. Okay, so... So everyone embraces some spirit of the retail portion of it. I would say this, within the expat community, you generally have much tighter family units. It's much more of a kind of a family occasion. And the other thing I would say is that because there's very well-defined holiday school schedules and work schedules, lots of people go back to their home countries. And so I would say that, you know, if there are some peculiarities or unique things, families tend to be a bit closer, lots of travel back to home country. So okay. But everyone is as retail oriented as they are in the United States.
Wow, that's more similar than I was expecting you to say.
Yeah. All of the stories, yes, look, this is a Muslim country. And all of the stores have Santa Clauses and, you know,
That's really interesting.
Yep.
Well, today we're talking about how and where to find attractive investment properties online. And I was wondering if just real quick, you could start off by giving us kind of the pros and cons of doing this type of research on your own versus going through an established marketplace or website.
Sure. So I think that, you know, look, when you're first getting started, I think it's great to sign up for all the newsletters and do as much digging around as you can. The only thing that I would caution anyone listening to this to do is you can go down a rabbit hole and start looking at way too many different monetization models and you know, waste an enormous amount of time. What do I mean by that? Pick your monetization model and then only look at that. So for example, kind of, you know, in the bulk category where you're going to see a lot of sites, there are two places. The Flippa Exchange was just kind of the granddaddy of marketplaces. And there's now Exchange by Shopify. There's scores and scores of sites that you can look at. Both of them have their frustrations, which I won't go into in this conversation, but you'll see lots of different ideas. Now, if you are going to look at, kind of lots of different variables and not hone in what you're looking for, you're not going to make a lot of progress in terms of learning what the relevant moving parts are of what you ultimately want to invest in. if you're going to get serious, you really need to engage, you know, with the big brokers, the big website brokers. And there, I would say that, you know, kind of the four horsemen in alphabetical order that I, you know, kind of rely on are Digital Exits, Empire Flippers, FE International, and Quiet Life Brokerage. A couple of other ones where you see a large number of offerings would be Website Properties and Website Closers. I'm not as close to those guys, but I'm on their mailing list. You know, and then, you know, kind of the wrap on everyone I mentioned up to this point is they basically represent the sellers. And so as a buyer, the deck is stacked against you. And so the one silver bullet out there is a firm called Centurica, run by Chris Yates. Chris is a well-known resource and runs a great investment conference called the Rhodium Weekend. And you can engage Centurica to do due diligence on your behalf. And all of the aforementioned website brokers have worked with him and know who he is. And, you know, if you're looking for someone to hold your hand other than yours truly, I would suggest Centurica as a great resource.
Okay. Just a couple of minutes ago, you were telling me that you just bought a website from someone who was selling independently. And
Website. Well, no, I'll tell you, I was contacted by one of the four that I recommended because a gentleman who had closed on a site got cold feet, and he had already not only initiated the transaction, but had closed on the transaction, and he was overwhelmed and wanted out. And asked, do you know of anyone that would buy it? And so, we went ahead and purchased it at a, you know, fairly substantial discount for what he paid for. We're very close to him and very good friends with him. It's a win-win situation. Okay, he's helping us. Yeah, he's helping us. We're helping him with some other things. And you know, he's delighted. He thinks he took a left turn and has now moved forward in his life. And I'm delighted for him. He's a great guy. But he didn't do the due diligence up front. And I don't think website investing and everything that it entailed was something that I think he would admit that he hadn't done as deep a due diligence on. Mm. And so he could have used some pre-purchase coaching.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you threw out a lot of great resources and exchanges for people, and I think it might be helpful to talk through some of those, as you were saying, to kind of save people time. And let's talk about what people could expect if they're getting into Flippa or exchange. What do those exchanges look like?
Yeah, so the granddaddy is Flippa, and they are, you know, morphing their business model, but Flippa has a number, you know, they represent everything from, you know, kind of domains to every modernization model, you know, kind of under the sun. You can sign up for their, you know, they will send you a daily email on what's available if you tell them what you're looking for. And they will do some verification of some of the basics, depending on what it is that the seller is representing, things like traffic and things like that. But, you know, they will do a surface level verification. You are on your own. Flippa has offered in the past. I think they still do. The last site I bought from Flippa has been over a couple of years ago. They had an in-house escrow service. If you're going to buy a website, you need to have some kind of an escrow in case there's some kind of a problem. With the closing, if the seller is not delivering to you, you know, what you need to be able to operate the site and under the economics that you're purchasing, you need to be able to have somebody step in and referee things. With the website brokers that I mentioned, they will end up being that referee. But just keep in mind that, again, the brokers work for the sellers. They don't work for the buyers. And so, you know, buyer beware. So, you know, you want to probably take, be very careful and have expert advice on your side to make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, kind of, kosher in terms of how you're, you know, being treated during the process.
Okay. So these brokers are provided by these websites?
Yeah. So I apologize. I digressed. After FlipUp, Exchange by Shopify was the second one I mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shopify, you know, recently, you know, decided to get into the business of marketing some of the sites that people who have built stores on Shopify, you know, represent some of those sites. It's an incredibly broad universe. The most frustrating thing in dealing with Exchange by Shopify is it's really, really clunky to deal with the sellers. So the messaging back and forth, you know, you could, you may not ever, if you ask a question through their service, you may or may not ever get an answer. The Flippa construct is an auction. And so you have a very defined period of time. And I've participated in many of the auctions, and you could have conversations, both public and private. And that's a very different way to get information than just, you know, ask a question and hope that the seller that's listed on Exchange by Shopify is really real. I don't even use Exchange by Shopify, but I'd be negligent if I didn't mention it. Now, when you move to the Four Horsemen, Digital Exits, Jock Pertl's company, if you look at Empire Flippers, Epi International, Quiet Light, there you're dealing with very experienced professional website brokers. You're going to get information delivered to you in a very professional fashion. You're going to have a conversation, potentially many conversations with the seller. They're going to be helping you accumulate the information that you want. And unless you have, you know, some kind of a technical problem, you know, if it's black and white and the seller's not fulfilling their side of it, you're going to be protected. You know, it becomes, you know, kind of somewhat of a gray area where, you know, what exactly are you relying on to make the decision? You know, I recently was involved in a situation where one of those four said, well, you made your own decision. And yes, the seller provided information that wasn't perfectly accurate, but, you know, you made your own decision. And that's kind of an unfortunate outcome when you're plunking down, you know, your hard-earned savings. Right. So you would hope for a better outcome than that. And so that conversation's ongoing. So it's not exactly determine what the outcome will be, but, you know, you do have to be, you know, a little bit cautious. Like I say, you know, when you're dealing with a seller's representative, because that's how they get paid, you're going to have to watch the fine print on how the, you know, kind of these things are operated and where exactly the liabilities lie.
Okay, great. Let's dig into that, kind of some buyer beware and buyer security things. You were mentioning Centurica as a good place to go for that. What would that look like?
Yeah, so if you go to Centurica, you know, there's a couple of things. You know, he publishes a wonderful synopsis of the, you know, kind of valuations that, you know, he's seen over the last period of time. Last time I was at, the 2017 guide is up. Obviously, the 2018 guide isn't up yet. But, you know, there are different services that you can engage them for, either from everything from a, you know, kind of a quick look to, you know, very deep analysis, depending on what you're going to pay. And I think if it's, you know, early for you in your investing career and you, haven't done this before, that's just money incredibly well spent. Let's just say, and I haven't, you know, kind of even looked at the top end offer, but let's say it's $5,000. That's really not much money to spend if you're going to spend $50,000 or $75,000 on a website to make sure that you're seeing everything that a pro who's looked at hundreds, if not thousands of deals would see. And my gut, you know, and I've been in the brokerage business, you know, on the traditional as well as alternative investment side for years and years and years, you know, a good advisor can more than save you their fee. And so I would tell you that, you know, Centurica is certainly capable of saving you way, way more than what you would pay them on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, you certainly can avoid, you know, a lot of risks that you may not have considered. And by the way, these are risks that you, it might be incumbent on you to know. Let me give you an example. In a situation that that I saw recently, you know, the website had a lot of sales that required closing on the phone. And, you know, if you weren't kind of savvy and you know, kind of understood that you were going to be taking a lot of phone calls, it wasn't exactly the passive income machine that someone who is a career professional might, you know, kind of have wanted. And so, you know, literally, if you're not able to take the call during the day because you're either on a plane or in a meeting or doing something else, you could miss out on sales that, you know, kind of are embedded in the revenue stream that you think you're buying. So, you know, things like this are things that, you know, you have to kind of see around the corner. And if it's your first couple of times, you're probably not, you know, up to speed on some of those risks. And so, you know, when you're doing this early on, everything is out there, you know, kind of the, all of the rosy, you know, the rosy picture has been painted, right? Yeah. And, you know, all of the positives have been pointed out and all of the opportunities have been pointed out. But the first thing you really should have to do is figure out the risks. I'm just finishing Sam Zell's book, and he's a legendary investor. And Sam Zell is known as the grave dancer, and he buys things that are horribly distressed. And the first thing Sam Zell looks at is what's the risk. And so I would tell you, you know, that's what I look at too. I look at what's the risk. If I really mess this up, what did I get myself into? Okay.
Okay. What's the name of that book?
The name of the book, I was literally just like, "Am I Being Too Subtle? The Adventures of a Business Maverick."
Okay.
By Sam Zell, the legendary real estate investor.
Well, that's great to hear. The other thing that you were mentioning is having some escrow in place during the transaction.
Yeah. So Flippa had their own construct. They also used escrow.com. Escrow.com is a third party that you could engage. Hmm. There, the seller, I believe, pays for the escrow, but you could split that with the buyer if you wanted to be a buyer that offered to split it to make it palatable to the seller. The website brokers all have escrows. Having said that, as I mentioned, you just want to be careful that you're protected and that the website broker and their client, you know, that your interests are well protected relative to those two.
Okay, great. Were there any other of the four horsemen that you wanted to share about and recommend?
You know, we're putting together a webinar to talk a lot more about this whole topic, and we'll go a lot deeper into this. But you know, those are the guys that I rely on. They have their strengths and their areas of expertise. As you know, Ryan, my focus is really physical goods e-commerce, and so you know I use them for that. And they operate in, you know, and there are different brokers within each of those brokerages. And there are different brokers with different strengths. And there are, you know, some of them see different selection of physical goods e-commerce sites. Some of them have kind of specialties in other things. But I rely on all of them, you know, for a variety of different reasons.
Okay. So do you recommend that buyers be on all of these different platforms at the same time?
Let me tell you, Centurica has a service, which is an alert service, and you can just go to Centurica. And on Centurica, you can put in the information for what you're looking for, and Centurica will send you a curated list of the offerings that's up to date. I forget how frequently it comes out, but it's at least once a week. And they curate the list for the criteria that you put in. So if you don't want to be on the individual lists, which, and I'm on all of the lists, so I'm on not only Centurica's list, but I'm on all of the website brokers' lists. And you know, you can do just that to make it real simple on yourself. So if you want to keep your inbox a little bit skinnier, just go to Centurica and get on their list.
Yeah. That's really great.
That's a great service.
Yeah. So it seems like people who get involved in buying websites might also be involved in flipping them around and selling them. So Looking at this from the other side, are any of these exchanges a place that you'd recommend someone go to sell their website?
Yeah. I mean, I think that you will very quickly, once you've been in the business, develop relationships with people that you think understand you and will learn your story. And everyone that I mentioned is, you know, eminently qualified to and has done millions of dollars of transactions. So I think it becomes somewhat of a personal choice. The personal choice is, you know, who do you work with? Who have you had a relationship with? You know, I can tell you that I've had some people look out for me as a buyer and tell me to cool my jets when they smelled something being wrong on one of their own listings. And so you remember that as a buyer and you develop relationships over a period of time. Also, I would tell you that a few of those guys, you know, if you get on their inside list, you get a heads up before they go public with their listings. And so I, you know, maybe this is a false construct and maybe I'm deluding myself, but I kind of like feeling that I'm on the inside and getting, you know, a few days lead time on everybody else. Okay. Yeah. The other thing is, you know, when you get from a specific broker within in a brokerage, when you get a listing that they are about to list, and you look at it and you are really quickly, you know, able to take a quick look at it and fire back a question, you'll oftentimes get that answered, you know, within 24 to 48 hours, you know, before it would go public. Once it goes public, there's lots of people asking questions and you may get caught up in some Zendesk thing where, you know, who knows if you're, you know, when the question will be answered. And that can just be a mess, to be honest with you. And so, you know, then you're relying on having a seller conversation for, you know, what should be, you know, you would think an relatively easy or simple question. So, all I can tell you is, you know, don't let any of this hold you back. You know, jump in and start to, you know, understand what some of the questions are that you should be asking. You'll quickly understand some of the frustrations. But at the very least, you'll start to see what the moving parts are. And I think the website brokers are generally very forthright at spelling out what the opportunities are. I think sometimes, you know, the risks are much more opaque. And, you know, that's where, you know, I kind of focus my time, as I mentioned. But the reality is that until you start to kind of get engaged, you're not going to, you know, you're out of the conversation. Okay. So, you know, the best way to prepare is just, you know, just dive into the pool.
Okay. Gotcha. Jump into the deep end, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, before I let you go, do you want to say anything more about this webinar that's coming up that people could
find? Well, we're putting the final touches on a webinar that is, you know, kind of growing in scope creep. That's going to talk about, you know, kind of, how do you know you're ready and how do you get ready to make your first website purchase? And then, you know, kind of what are the magic formulas to make money with in physical goods e-commerce and you know why do they work? And so what we do is we take you all the way from the, you know, how to get ready through the kind of the framework that we look at physical good e-commerce sites and why they will succeed in the e-commerce universe today, if you follow kind of what we think is the prescribed kind of process to build them out. So okay. You know, I hope to be, as I get it polished off, I hope to be a little bit more succinct than that. So.
Okay, sure. Well, thank you so much, Ian. I feel like this was a really informative meeting. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan. Really, real pleasure. And I hope people got some value.
Great. All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Ian Bond of Professional Website Investors. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on the best places to buy and sell websites online. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes at professionalwebsiteinvestors.com. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory.
Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Professional Website Investors Podcast.